This is Moment of Hope, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson, welcoming you to the program. With me today is co-host Dr. Margaret Barnett, Vice President of the Jamaica Theological Seminary. Margaret, what's our focus for today?
Thank you so much, Nigel, and good morning, listeners, and welcome to Moment of Hope. As we enter the Christmas season, a time that celebrates love, family, and the birth of our Savior, we know that for many, this time of the year can also bring feelings of loneliness and isolation. The holidays are often associated with gatherings and joy, but for some, they can serve as a reminder of empty chairs at the table or hearts that long for connection. No matter where we find ourselves, today we want to focus on how we can combat loneliness with the comfort and love that Christ offers, and how we can open our hearts to His presence in a way that brings healing, hope, and connection, even in times of solitude. With us this morning is a very special guest, Andrea Gaines Moyes, a counseling psychologist from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Andrea is a Christian and worships at the Faith Temple Church, which is a member of the Pentecostal Assemblies in the West Indies. Andrea sees her profession as a psychologist, as a ministry to support the Caribbean people. Welcome, Andrea, to Moment of Hope, and thank you so much for joining us. But before you start, tell us how the Vincentians celebrate Christmas.
Thank you, Margaret, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. So Christmas in St. Vincent is a very festive time. There's a lot of focus, especially on Christ's birth and celebrating in the Christian faith. But we have a very unique festival, which is called Nine Mornings, where every 4 o'clock in the morning, early in the morning, people will gather for prayers, for different activities to celebrate Christmas. It's really a community event. So it initially started off in the capital, which is Kingstown, and it has migrated into the different communities as well. So it's a very festive time. It's a very joyous time in St. Vincent. And St. Vincent has been through so much in the last 5 years, and especially early in the year with different hurricane and natural events. So people look forward to that moment to just celebrate and be grateful and connect with their families.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So, let our listeners understand what loneliness is.
So loneliness is a very multi-layered topic. Sometimes you look at it as being lonely or alone. And sometimes you could have a lot of persons around you and still experience those feelings of loneliness. In some cases, it can be a very painful feeling where you feel disconnected. Even if you're around persons, it also has a touch of emptiness to it as well. And in many, many moments, persons don't find that sense of peace and that sense of self-discovery and the reflection, especially in those moments of loneliness, can feel confusing. It can be misunderstood. And it can also signify, you know, that the person is also experiencing a lot of stress. And when we think of loneliness, it affects our mental health. It affects our emotional health because it's also connected to other areas as well, such as intense feelings of anxiety, in some cases, you know, fatigue or depression. And you see many different groups in our communities experiencing these feelings at very intense moments. And there's another side of being alone where you might want to use that moment to be reflective. And I don't want to just err on the side of, you know, making it sound negative. But some persons may prefer to be alone to get that time, especially around the holidays, to reflect on their journey, reflect on their growth and their progress. Or some cases, they may focus on the gratitude, on being grateful or to connect with themselves, especially when you're experiencing so much around you in your community.
So what is it about the holidays, especially Christmas, mm-hmm. brings this heightened sense of loneliness and being alone?
If we think of it in the Caribbean, you know, Christmas is a very festive moment that it focuses on family. It focuses on, you know, in some cases, some persons may look at the decorations or look at those whole different connections, traveling. And that hustle and bustle can create this sense of exclusion for some persons who may not have the family or the connection that they could connect with. We also live in a very social media promoting and where people will share aspects of their lives or share moments of their lives. And that can create significant psychological challenges and emotional challenges, because if persons feel left out of that connection, or there's feelings of being unloved, or there's feelings of not being included in that space or having something to connect to, it can really be distressing for persons and trigger those intense feelings of loneliness. It can also make persons feel socially isolated where they don't fit in. So Christmas is a time where many of us would spend a lot of money, or a lot of money is being spent. And if you may not have or feel as though you're in that space where you can afford some of the aspects or attributes of Christmas, it can create a sense of distress and can be overwhelming in some cases.
There are times when we are around families and friends, but we still feel alone. And there is a sense of loneliness. Mm-hmm. Our past experiences, our childhood trauma, and the unresolved issues that we have can play into this feeling.
Yes, and that's a very good question, Margaret, because when we think of loneliness or that strong sense of feeling alone, even around persons, it's an internal experience. And many of us are, even in our communities, especially around Christmas, there can be triggers that can raise some of these challenges. And what that will do is when we look at it in psychology, it triggers a memory, it triggers our senses. And from that, it starts creating thoughts and feelings of intensity where the person can feel as though they are reliving those moments. So where around Christmas, or when persons reflect, there may be moments of losing a loved one, but there's internal grief as well, where persons may not have accomplished things that they wanted to accomplish. Or there could be a sense of, when you think of your family setting, there could be memories and traditions that may not, you know, you may not be acting upon, or they may cause a sense of distress because that presence or that setting may not feel safe. And in some cases, you may find persons not being compassionate to themselves as well. So it's really important for persons to understand that even though the feeling is, it can be triggered externally, those internal, I tend to call them baggage, or internal things that we have not unpacked, can resurface, especially around the holiday time, because there are many things that can trigger those feelings.
As you mentioned our thought processes and how we focus on the negative, talk to us a little about gratitude and how focusing on gratitude, what we have and not what we don't have, can affect our mental state during this time.
I tend to look at it as, you know, taking that moment to ground yourself in the present. And gratitude is a very powerful emotional space, because in our Christian faith, we are taught to be thankful and content and reflect on not just focusing on the end result, but reflect on that process and that journey. And gratitude helps to redirect us in looking at life in a balanced manner. That yes, there are difficulties and experiences we may have, and there are things that we may not have accomplished, but there's so much that you accomplish over time that can be overlooked. So for example, you know, teenagers, this is exam time or the end of exam time, and they may not have been successful in one subject, but there may be another subject that they did well in that they did not celebrate. And gratitude is not about just self-celebration or, you know, looking at it from a space, because sometimes some persons will say, well, you know, I don't want to thank myself, I don't want to give myself that praise. But if you look at it in a space of, you need to balance out the negatives. So you have that zeal to move forward. And especially in the Christian faith, where it's so important to be thankful, where it's so important to not only reflect on the blessings you receive, but also reflect on those mishaps you may have overlooked, or even the people around you who support you or tell you a kind word that may be overlooked. So gratitude is really important to center. And it's a very important coping mechanism as well, because it helps our brain to calm and relax and not only look at rushing and moving ahead, but to really take that step to stop and really appreciate those moments we may have overlooked.
Thank you so much. Gratefulness and gratitude is a must. What are some of the coping mechanisms, Andrea, for us young people, those of us who are hooked to the social media, and we see what is there and we want what is there? What are some of the coping mechanisms that you would recommend for us as we're trying to deal with loneliness?
And that's a very great question. But not only young people, but all of us, I think, need to reflect on social media. But it's so important to understand that there's nothing wrong in having ambition and wanting to succeed. But too much, as in our Vincentian, local slang would say, too much of anything is not healthy for you. And when we think of social media, one of the healthy coping mechanisms you want to really connect with is finding that balance in having that time to just shut it off, shut off what is happening outside of you, and think about what is happening inside. Really taking that moment to look at your lifespan and your journey in life, and for young persons to really reflect on just, having that moment to finish an exam, or to even have that opportunity to connect with your family or to connect with your friends, or even persons who you may sometimes overlook from time to time. It's really important to balance that instead of looking outward all the time. Because if you're constantly craving and wanting, you have a moment of never feeling satisfied, even if you have accomplished all the things you've accomplished. So it's really important to pace yourself, to understand patience, to understand how important it is to have self-compassion, to really look at, making those small steps to celebrate and not only be grateful, but to be content in what you've accomplished within this moment, but always finding that balance between striving for better and growing.
Let's talk a little about grief. This is heightened during the Christmas season. I myself, I remember my mother, she loved Christmas. And so when we get here now, and we don't have our loved ones with us, there is this sense of deepened loss and grief. How can we psychologically process grief at Christmas?
And grief is a very complex process, especially during Christmas time, because as you shared, Margaret, when you have family members who really look forward to Christmas and who are very active, it can also trigger that sense of loss. What I want persons to take away from this is that grief represents the moment that love existed in the relationship. So you don't want to only focus on the loss, but also look at the gain in the sense of the memories that you have and the love that you still continue to experience, especially when there's grief in losing somebody or their presence not being around. And one of the I tend to call it the beauties about grief is that it also gives you the opportunity to not replace the person, but to also extend love to someone else. So one of the coping mechanisms is to try not to isolate. It's important to reflect on that feeling and also to recognize the triggers, but it's very important for your own spiritual growth and for your own spiritual comfort to understand that, we have so much light and love to give to someone and to share with others. So one of the strategies persons can use is to find somebody to support around Christmas time. Because you would have experienced, or anybody would have experienced, that love from the other individual or the person that you hold there. But you also have so much to share with somebody as well. So it doesn't create this sense of loneliness, or it creates a void or a space. But you have somebody or a community that you can really extend that grace and that love to. And it's important to reach out as well, to offer your time and know that your time is valuable, and receiving it, having that reciprocity, is so important as well. One of the other aspects of grief is, especially Christian faith, we are a community. And just like how you and I are connecting, you're in Jamaica with St. Vincent, you know, we are a part of a network. So it's important even for the Christian community to really identify the persons who may be grieving and experiencing grief, and really safeguard and create that sense of camaraderie. In some cases, persons may not necessarily see the benefits of it right away, and that's okay. You may say you want to give persons their space, but understand that this is a very triggering time as well, and you don't want the person to feel unsupported and isolated. So just having that sense of camaraderie externally, within the faith and within the community, helps to make persons feel loved and appreciated as they process their grief within the season.
What role does prayer play in confronting loneliness, both for ourselves and for others?
Yes, prayer is very important. And one of the beauties of being a part of being a Christian, or whatever faith you are a part of, denomination you belong to, is you have that, I call it that lifeline, where you can reach out at any moment. It's a confidential space. It's a safe space that you can really explore and share and talk to God in your way, but also it provides a presence. And really, it's really important, especially with loneliness, to understand that you have presence and that you have a comforting space that you can be open with. One of the beauties about prayer is that faith is its undercurrent. So if you're sharing and you're really pouring out, you have to understand that I also have to have faith that this is a safe space, and this is a space that I could connect with. So what that does, and in the Christian faith, where we're taught about the Holy Spirit and its ability to comfort us, and it's there to be our comforter and our guide, you know, it's much more than just pouring out, or in some cases just asking for something, but it's really building that connectivity and that presence that I'm never alone. I have a higher being and higher power that I can trust in. I have somebody that I can really, especially in interpersonal relationships where there are moments of conflict, but I have this lifeline that can refuel and strengthen and renew, and that will also balance and address some of the moments of loneliness as well. Because if there is a strong belief, then through prayer, that belief and that faith can be activated to encourage and help persons to move forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Andrea. Will you pray for families and friends, young and old, at this time?
Yes. So Lord, we come before you today, lifting up persons, lifting up our community. And for those who are feeling weights, the heavy weights, or feeling closed off, and especially during this season, and feeling the weight of loneliness during this Christmas season. You see their hearts, you see their struggles and their pain. And we thank you that you're a God who's there for those who are brokenhearted, and you're there for the people that and you're there for everyone in comforting and providing that safe space. Lord, we ask that your comfort surrounds them with a warm embrace, that you're able to fill those empty spaces with your peace and your love, and that you're able to help them to understand that they're never truly alone and that your presence is there with them. We pray for persons who are grieving as well, for their and grieving their loved ones. We pray for your for healing and hope, and that the memories that they hold there will bring joy and comfort in this moment of sorrow. We ask that you give them strength and that they'll continue to believe in your promise, and that you give them the courage and the wisdom to reach out and to connect in those dark moments, and that their community as well will be able to provide kindness and will be able to surround them with love and presence. And we ask that you continue to help us to remember the meaning for the season, that as we celebrate your birth, your son's birth, and as we celebrate your light in these dark times that we're living in, we ask that you bring comfort, we ask that you bring peace, and we ask that you continue to be an ever-ending sense of hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Andrea. As we come to the end of today's program, the Christmas season, while a time of joy and celebration for many, can also be a season of loneliness for others. It's important that we as a community remember that our faith calls us not only to celebrate, but to reach out in love and compassion to those who may be struggling. Whether through a kind word, a visit, or simply offering your time, each small act of kindness can help ease the burden of loneliness. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, let us remember that he came to bring comfort, peace, joy to all, especially those who are feeling isolated. So I encourage you today, if you know someone who is alone this Christmas, reach out to them. Let them know they are loved, valued, and remembered. Your simple act of support could be the greatest gift they receive this Christmas. May the peace of Christ be with you all, and may your Christmas be filled with hope, joy, and the love of God.
If you are in need of prayer, counseling, or further information, please call the Missionary Church Association's head office, or you can WhatsApp them at 876-791-0527. A reminder that regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope, and there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so we encourage you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or a friend. And let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Do join us next week for another Moment of Hope.